This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The owner of a Bangladesh factory where 52 people died in a fire was arrested for murder Saturday, along with seven others. As it emerges, children as young as 11 had been working there. Police say the owner and four of his sons were among eight people detained over the inferno, which broke out Thursday and raged for more than a day. A separate inquiry has been launched into the use of child labor at the food factory. The local police chief says the entrance had been padlocked at the time of the blaze, and the factory in Bangladesh breached multiple safety regulations. All eight people detained faced murder charges. Before his arrest, the owner told the Daily Star newspaper the fire, quote, may have been a result of workers' carelessness, suggesting a discarded cigarette could have sparked the carnage. Afghan authorities prepare Saturday to retake a key border crossing seized by the Taliban in a sweeping offensive that insurgents claim has helped capture a vast swath of the violence-racked nation. As U.S. troops continue their withdrawal, the Taliban claims its fighters have seized two crossings in western Afghanistan, completing an arc of territory from the Iranian border to the frontier with China. It now holds 85% of the country, an official said Friday, controlling about 250 of Afghans' nearly 400 districts, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. A regional governor said Saturday authorities were deploying fresh troops to retake the biggest trade crossing between Iran and Afghanistan. The Afghan government has repeatedly dismissed the Taliban's gains as having little strategic value, but analysts say seizing multiple border crossings could generate money through tax revenue for the insurgent group. This is VOA News.